I'm Doug Duda in the ESPN Sports Office, where in just a moment we'll take you back to Lincoln, where University of Nebraska Chancellor Harvey Perlman and Athletic Director Tom Osborne will hold a press conference. Earlier today, the Board of Regents gave approval for Nebraska to apply for membership into the Big Ten Conference, which they are expected to be accepted to. And Perlman and Osborne will answer questions from the media. That's coming up here in just a moment. So it's time to take you live to Lincoln for the University of Nebraska press conference.
Well, thank you all for being here. This is a great day in the history of the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. We hope it's a great day for the Big Ten Conference. We're very proud of what we bring to the conference and look forward to interacting and integrating our programs with the members there. It's my pleasure to introduce the commissioner of the Big Ten Conference, James Delaney.
Jim? Thank you. It's great to be in Lincoln today. Let me report first off that earlier in the afternoon, the Board of Regents at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln approved an application to the Big Ten Conference at the academic and the athletic level. At about 4 o'clock today, Central Standard Time, the Big Ten presidents and chancellors were convened. Most of them were in the Midwest, but Graham Spanier was calling in from Paris, France, and they were all present and accounted for. We had a good discussion. As you know, in December of 2009, our presidents supported a study of expansion that would take 12 to 18 months. The schedule was a little bit expedited as a result of other efforts and other activities around the country, but fortunately, we had done enough due diligence ourselves internally, had the opportunity to meet with Harvey and Tom in a preliminary and informal setting a few weeks ago. Subsequent to that, I reported back to our presidents the result of that meeting. And as the chancellor described earlier in the afternoon, he attended Big 12 meetings, which in effect expedited our opportunity if we were going to have an opportunity with the University of Nebraska. And so where we are today is a quicker end to one expansion question that we were faced with. But our presidents voted and received the application from Nebraska, and they voted unanimously to accept Nebraska into the Big Ten Conference as its 12th member. The competition will commence quickly. In July 1, 2011, will be the official entry into the conference. We'll work hard in the next year to begin the academic integration through the Committee on Institutional Cooperation. It's very important. Our conference operates at least two levels, competitive level, the academic level, and also very much so through the Big Ten Network. And I talked to Mark Silverman a little bit earlier and asked Mark that we want to put a lot of emphasis on early integration, and so I think you'll see more Nebraska sports on this year, even though there'll be a full-fledged member of the Big 12, and coaches and student-athletes will be competing for Big 12 championships. But we're going to work very hard. The vote was unanimous. There was a great deal of enthusiasm on the call. They realized it as a historic moment. One of the interesting tidbits was I joined the Big Ten in July of 1989, and shortly thereafter, we received a call from Penn State. Stan Eikenberry, who was then president of the University of Illinois, had been a former vice president at Penn State. And that led to the expansion of the Big Ten with Penn State in June of 1990. Stan has been retired for about 10 years now, but there was a change of leadership at Illinois, so he's back on an interim basis. And so his participation in this call, on this call was very unique and very historic in a way, because 21 years after the admission of Penn State, he was voting favorably for Nebraska, and he was really excited about that. President Luana Simon, who's the president at Michigan State, is the chair of our board. She participated and led the call. She will also be participating in a telephonic conference call at 6 p.m. today, and will speak herself on behalf of the presidents and chancellors of the conference. I have to tell you that our athletic directors have been involved in the study of expansion. And by that I mean not the study of the institutions under consideration, but the study of the process of expansion that has occurred over the last 20 years. Since Penn State joined the Big Ten, of the 34 conferences in Division I, 31 of them have changed membership. There have been over 253 institutions change conference affiliation in the 21-year period. In division, in the highest football-playing division, there were 71 changes in that time frame. In the last 3 days, there are now 74, because Nebraska, Boise State, and the University of Colorado have changed. We went into this with the idea that change wasn't necessary, but it was an appropriate time to take a look at the future. A lot of people have speculated that we were involved with more than one institution and that this thing somehow could be done in a faster manner than a slower manner. We were ready to move more quickly when this opportunity arose. We're going to be spending most of our time working to make sure this integration works successfully, and that's going to take a lot of time and effort on our staff's part, on our institutional part, on the academic side, and also with the people here at the University of Nebraska. We're going to be open and aware with respect to what's going on around the country. We're still on a 12 to 18 month time frame, and we will continue to put a thoughtful amount of effort into this, try to deal with institutions in a respectful way, and hope at the end of the day that we're able to either maintain what we have, or if there is change, that we're able to improve it in a way that improves the condition of the conference both on an academic and athletic level. So it's a great pleasure to be here. I'm very proud of our conference. I'm very proud that Nebraska is now a member of our conference. I think that those of you who are from here will recognize the culture when you visit Big Ten campuses around the country. The things that are important to you are important to us, and we discovered that in our meetings with Harvey and Tom. And I'm convinced that 21 years ago, and for the last 20 years, we made as good an expansion choice with Penn State as any other expansion in the country, because of the similarities and the fit between Penn State and the Big Ten Conference. And I'm equally convinced today, as we stand here, that Nebraska will be a great member of the Big Ten, not only on the playing fields, not only in the classroom, but because of the cultural fit and the geographic fit and the desire to be a member of the Big Ten Conference. So with that, it's a great honor for me to be here today and represent the Big Ten Conference. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim. I'd like Tom Osborne, Athletic Director of the University, to make a few remarks.
Well, my remarks will be just that. They'll be very few. And I was really pleased to hear the outcome of the vote today, because, as you know, I've had personal experience with votes that didn't come out so well. And so when it's finally a done deal, you always feel better. And certainly want to thank Jim Delaney for coming out here personally. And, you know, Harvey and I got to spend a little time with him. And I've been very, very impressed by the thoroughness with which they have approached this whole topic. It isn't just a case of, well, do you want to raise your hand and come or not? I think that they're absolutely serious about making sure that the integration is thorough and that there's a good fit, and we feel very good about that. And also I'd like to mention that we're pleased that we have a lot of our coaches over here today. And speaking of votes, I reminded them that since they had voted twice that this was really a good idea, that we hope they would not change their vote now. And so I think you'll find that our coaches are quite enthusiastic. The last thing I'd like to say is that I think it's really important at this point to recognize the Big 12 Conference. You know, I don't want to have members of the Big 12 feel that somehow we look down upon them, that we're glad that they're gone, because we have had a good association. And some of those people we've had an association with for over 100 years. And so if some of them end up in an unpleasant circumstances, we're very sorry for that. And so we do have good feelings about the conference and its membership, but we really are looking forward to the Big Ten. And to be able to do this within 1 year will certainly be helpful to our teams and I think our fans and our state. So thanks for being here, and particularly Jim, thank you. And Harvey, thanks for your part in this whole thing, because Harvey is a key person in making it all happen. So thank you.
Thanks, Tom. All that is left to be said, I just want to extend my personal thanks to the presidents and chancellors of the Big Ten. I know some of them were in awkward circumstances because of the political environment. We appreciate the confidence that they've shown in this university. And again, we're very proud to be a member of the Big Ten Conference. With that, we're going to open it up for questions. We've got some coaches hiding behind the podium here who, if we can entice them out, they might respond to a question or two if that's who you want. But you folks are in charge now. You pick who you want to talk to, and we'll try and answer them the best we can.
Tom?
We're going to need the mic.
Ongoing expansion plans are done. Is that still a possibility? Where's the biggest?
Yeah, I mean, we identified in December of 2009 a study period of from 12 to 18 months. So, you know, I think that the best way for us to characterize it is, you know, we can pause for a moment. We've really done some hard work and some good work on an expedited time frame. We're going to work awful hard to implement the integration of Nebraska, because one of the things that we thought we saw happen with all the change that has occurred around the country, some of it is some institutions have changed a couple times, and maybe not because they wanted to, but many have changed once. And really, a conference is like a family, and it's like a small company. And when small companies come together, it's really important that you spend a lot of time getting to know each other and getting to understand how business is done, how competition is carried out. And I know that we're coming into it with, you know, good spirit, open mind, wanting to share. I know that the Nebraska coaches and administrators will be in the same way. But I've always sensed that real integration by institutions into conferences takes time, because you have to replace memories and you have to build memories and competition. And but I think you can do much better than what a lot of us have done, you know. And I won't criticize anybody else, but I think that we could have done better with Penn State just by spending more time in Pennsylvania with the alumni of Penn State and with media markets and with various publics. And I think what happens, you get busy and you start doing your day-to-day operations, and you forget you know, joining a new conference is always interesting. It's always different, and we can do better at that. And so this is a pretty quick integration, as integrations go, to be able to put together competitive schedules for a year from September. We'll have to do a lot of work in that area. But more importantly than that, I think it's just spending time with people here in the state of Nebraska and the various publics. We're still going to be open and aware of what's going on around us. We're going to continue the study process. I don't think that the change that is in play is going to abate anytime soon. It could be lesser change than what a lot of people speculate on. Maybe it'll be something seismic, as some others have speculated on. For us, you know, we're in a great place. We are stronger today than we were yesterday as a result of Nebraska's application to the Big Ten and their unanimous acceptance into the Big Ten. They've got an unbelievable athletic program, an unbelievable tradition and legacy, and it's going to make us better than who we were before they joined the Big Ten Conference. I don't have any particular timeline other than we're operating in a 12 to 18 month timeline. I want to go back to our presidents. I want to talk to our athletic directors, take a deep breath, and then sort of see what's see what the possibilities might be.
Would you consider Texas?
You know, we're not, have not, if you followed what we've done, ever talked about an institution. Our goals from the beginning have been not to embarrass ourselves, which we try to avoid, accomplishing, and not to embarrass anyone else. So the process for us is a marriage between two competing ideas. One, transparency, that we're going to study it, but two, confidentiality, until we're sure, have a very good idea what we want to do. And that's because not every institution is interested in the Big Ten, and the Big Ten is not interested in every institution. There's got to be fit. It's got to be academic fit, cultural fit, competitive fit, and an idea of what a conference is about. So there are some great institutions that have different ideas about that. So it doesn't make anybody good. It doesn't make any bad. It just has to have fit. Penn State had it. Nebraska has it. There may be others, but I wouldn't comment on any particular institution.
Is July?
I presume that we will. I presume that we will. But as I said on our president's call, our athletic directors have looked at the issue of a larger conference. I think there's a presumption of a championship game. The issues associated with divisions and competition and number of games, et cetera, are to be determined, and our presidents have made it very clear to us that they want to oversee that process, not to do the process, but to oversee it.
What does Nebraska bring to the table academically?
First of all, they have a similar institutional vision. They're engaged in undergraduate education, graduate education, the sciences, as well as public service. They're also a member of the AAU. And so while that's not, a necessarily end-game defining, it is a shared characteristic of all of our 11 institutions. And so it's the beginning place for looking. But I think they give huge aspirations to impact the state and the region. They share that with the other public institutions in the Big Ten and Northwestern.
Yep. There obviously have a couple longstanding traditional rivalries within the Big 12. Is there any interest in keeping those going, or perhaps rekindling rival rivalries such as Oklahoma?
Well, I would think we would be interested in playing some Big 12 schools. And whether they'd be interested in playing us or not, I don't know. But I've thought about that, and so if we could play KU, K-State, occasionally maybe Oklahoma, but and Texas or whoever. And but obviously you couldn't play a lot of them, maybe one a year. It's kind of interesting because I look back at previous schedules, and we've played Big Ten teams, I think it was 42 times since I came to the university in 1962. Played Minnesota 14 times. We played Wisconsin something like six, Penn State seven. We played Michigan a couple times, Michigan State. We played every Big Ten school except for two, Purdue. And, of course, we played Ohio State in the 50s, but since I came here, we haven't played them. So I would envision something similar to that with the Big 12, if they would be willing to do that, because there is proximity, there is history, and we don't want to necessarily neglect that.
Is it rushing it by July 1st, 2011, or is that enough time?
I think once you make the change, you'd like to do it tomorrow. So, I was very pleased to hear Jim Delaney and Harvey mentioned that they thought they would do this in 2011. Because, as you know, we're going to compete hard this year. It may not be a real easy year for us on the athletic field. And so probably to just have it one year would be best. No, I don't think so right now, Lee. We shouldn't have a problem. It just depends on how many schools there are to play, but we're not scheduled to the point we'd have to break anything right now. And so I'm sure every school will play at least three non-conference. And the thing that may happen if a conference goes to more games, then you may see people wanting more home games, because we would like to at least keep seven and maybe occasionally have eight. And, of course, the price for those games is going up all the time. But we can cross that bridge a little bit later.
You said earlier that the travel footprint is probably going to be comparable to what it is right now. I've been told that they're to expect more travel expenses. Mm-hmm. Does that concern you at all with other sports, like men's gymnastics?
Well, there probably would be a little bit less bus travel, a little bit more air travel. But again, travel is a relatively small part of our budget. It's something we have to look at. But, you know, traveling to Minneapolis or Chicago is really not all that bad. Now, you know when you're going to play, so you schedule those things months out. And sometimes even if you're flying commercially, it's not as bad. If you're chartering, you know, you got to fix costs. So I don't think it'll be much different, really.
As I indicated to the board, we had informal discussions prior to the Big 12 meetings last week and a half or so ago, 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago. The Big 12 meeting, certainly given the ultimatum that all of the conference schools had to make a commitment by this coming Monday, escalated the process, as Jim indicated. I called Jim, and I called some members of the presidential leadership of the Big Ten immediately after the Big 12 meeting, and told them the circumstance, that if Nebraska was a school that the Big Ten wanted to consider, that my options were very difficult. I also told him that that was my problem, not his. Turns out we were able to manage that within the time frame.
Is there still this possibility you could get fined?
There is a penalty provision in the bylaws of the Big 12 for leaving the conference. It is a difficult one to understand if you've tried to understand it. As I said earlier today, I think there are many reasons why in the context of what's happening around the country that any penalty would be inappropriate, but we'll obviously have to wait and see what develops. Well, the bylaws of the conference, you can get them online. You can maybe help me understand them. They appear to be self-executing. It says what happens when you withdraw from the conference, giving certain kinds of notice. So we'll just have to see what happens.
Do you think we could host maybe a bowl game here eventually, being in this conference here at Memorial Stadium?
In late December or January?
We'd
love to, but I don't think that's likely. I think our fans like to travel south.
Probably.
Oh, I don't, you know, on the academic side, I don't think you're going to notice it watching it from outside for a while. But, you know, the Big Ten Conference is, as Jim has said, much more than just an athletic conference. It is a family of sorts. It has a Committee on Institutional Cooperation, which involves the members of the Big Ten plus the University of Chicago. We would hope to be involved in those activities as early as possible. We don't have to go through a season to do that. That would give our faculty and administrators access to the collaborative environment of the Big Ten, and that would be certainly to our benefit. And I think we bring value to that. There are some areas in research. There are some areas in teaching that we have particular strengths in that can contribute to that conversation. It didn't play any role in our conversations, but obviously it's a very high priority of this university to begin developing that property, and I think this development certainly won't harm our ability to attract private sector companies to engage with this university.
Question, Coach
Bellini? Sure. Bo? You can't hide forever.
Coach, obviously I've been long.
Well, I'm familiar with the Big Ten Conference, having grown up in Ohio and played there. And, you know, so it's a great conference. It has a great reputation in athletically, academically, and we're excited about it. But, you know, we're in a situation where, you know, everybody knows my philosophy. Concentrate on the task at hand, and the task at hand is what we have coming up here in September. And then so, you know, our full concentration right now is on being the best football team we can be this fall.
Coach, how do you feel about that same feeling about saying goodbye to some old rivalries and hello to some new ones, such as Iowa and Minnesota? A lot of fans are excited about playing Iowa.
I'm not a real emotional guy. You all know that.
You would have got the same response if we'd have joined the NFL.
You know, what we were able to accomplish is really sort of based on a couple of principles. We've been very, you know, fortunate. We have a good foundation in the Big Ten. Like Nebraska, many of our schools draw great crowds to their football and to their basketball games. I know here you've got a volleyball program that, you know, standing room only, and we've got some great crowds too. And really the basic success of these programs are based on people coming to the games. You know, we've been also fortunate to have a great relationship with the Rose Bowl, and that has been a tremendous contributor to who we are and what we try to accomplish. You know, recently we, you know, established the Big Ten Network, and that's been a great success. Mark Silverman is in the back of the room, and Mark has led that, and it's been an artistic and a financial success. And so, you know, when we thought about expansion, you know, we thought about some principles, because we do believe in sharing resources equally that are developed in common. That's whether or not you go to the Rose Bowl or not, or whether you're on TV or not, or in fact, we also have some gate-sharing programs in football and basketball that I think are, you know, pretty unique. But when we looked at this, we really, you know, one of the hard things about expansion is knowing exactly quite what it means in advance, because contracts need to be negotiated. So we hit on really two principles. One is we wanted to maintain the revenue streams that our schools had. We didn't want to have less when we became a larger conference, and we also wanted to make sure when someone changed conferences that they would be made whole from where they expected to be in their other conference. And then we wanted to get to a point in time where everybody was equal. That's an important principle to us. We wouldn't want anybody who didn't want equality, and we wouldn't want to treat anybody who couldn't feel comfortable about being a member of an equal sharing group. The ramp up to that is proprietary. It's not public information, but it's been, you know, agreed to by our board of directors, you know, by Harvey. And so there'll be a point where everything is equal in the short term. Everybody will be made whole, and then we'll all be one happy, full, equal revenue sharing group of 12. Yeah, I'm pondering it. You know, 21 years ago, I had just come into the Midwest, and really, and that's probably why they invited me to be the commissioner, because I had no connections with any of the institutions. And so when Penn State was added, I just presumed we would be a different group, different name. So I was going on that, you know, going on that presumption. I found out pretty quickly that the Big Ten, you know, was a name that carried a lot of meaning to a lot of people. And so that, as a result, you know, we kept the name and, you know, inserted the number inside the name. And we, to be honest with you, we haven't had a discussion about it, but there are a lot of people out there with computers who manipulate the name and the numbers. So, you know, I think it's something we're just going to have to figure out over the next few months, but I don't know the answer to the question.
Hey, Commissioner, over the talks between member institutions of the Big Ten, were there any concessions or agreements made between certain schools in regard to scheduling that these rivalries would be maintained, that Michigan would continue to play a lot?
You know, there are no agreements. You know, basically, you know, what we found, again, because we've studied other expansions, some people would grow and then kind of figure out later on that, you know, there's a basic notion: if you play a certain number of football games or a certain number of basketball games and you expand your membership and you don't change the number of games you play everybody less. Well, the reason that you come together is to play each other more. Although some coaches would tell you the reason you come together is to play some people on the outside more, you know, maybe who aren't as competitive. But right now our balance has been football 8-4. You know, in football it's 18-11 or 18-12. We're going into this with the idea that rivalries do matter. They really matter. But not all rivalries are equal. We have some institutions that have three rivals that are very intense. We have some rivals, some schools that have maybe a modest rivalry. And so, you know, we're going to go into it with the idea of appreciating and valuing those rivalries, but within the context of competitive fairness. So there's not a formula. There's a recognition that rivalries are important. They're part of who we are, and that we're reluctant to treat them as if they're not important. We're going to treat them like they are important. And then we're going to try to figure out what's competitively fair and move forward on that basis. But there are no agreements or contracts or anything else. Just, you know, it's sort of funny inside the Big Ten. Inside the Big Ten, there aren't a lot of votes taken. Harvey was talking about 11-1 votes. We took a vote today that was, you know, a unanimous vote. But I can tell you, I count on one hand the number of votes that I can recall in the last 10 years. People bring up ideas, they discuss them, and they're reluctant to make a lot of change unless there's a strong consensus for change. And they listen to each other about, you know, the different points of view. And whether that's NCAA rules or whether that's scheduling rules, sometimes we have some good knockdown dragouts, but rarely does it – can't ever remember doing anything on a 6-5 vote. Can't ever remember that. And for the most part, you know, the people who are in the minority, if they see a strong majority emerge, you know, they get it. They go along with it. So, you know, let's just see where we go with the rivalry thing. You know, I think Coach Osborne made a great point this morning when he said athletics can be cyclical and they can be tough because you have good years and bad years. You know, we had a great year in football this year, but we had 4 or 5 years that weren't so good. Preceding it, we had a pretty good year in basketball. We've had nine teams in the Final Four in the last 10 years, you would think. Now, we only won one championship, but we were competing at a high level. So, you know, I know that Nebraska's programs are good. I know they have been good over time, but I can't tell you that the emergence of any particular team in any particular year would have produced a different view on our part, because it really is about institutions joining institutions for decades and decades. And, you know, sports success in a particular year can come and go. Sometimes you have a few years that you don't feel too good about. But, you know, I tend to think that you have to look at an institution's athletic program when it's at its worst, not at its best, and then make a judgment. And at its worst, Nebraska's got a great athletic program and a great institution. So particular success in a particular year is really not that meaningful to us.
Commissioner, how long had you had your eye on Nebraska, and what first drew you to the university?
21 years. You know, although we couldn't get beyond 11 members because I guess we like prime numbers or something, and we don't like symmetry. But everybody kept thinking, you know, we're going to go to a 12th institution. And, you know, we just never did. We had some conversations with Notre Dame. We initiated them. They thought that they want to stay on their path. We accept that and respect that because that means that there's not a fit at, you know, in that situation. And it's nothing about us and it's nothing about them. It's just about fit. And that's very important to us. And so our point was, you know, that we were having success. We liked the way that it was. Championship games weren't that important. We think the SEC's done a fabulous job with their championship game. I think the Big 12's done a good job with their championship game. But not everybody has had great championship games, and sometimes that's caused a lot of consternation. Sometimes people lose a BCS opportunity. Sometimes it's an extra obstacle to winning a national championship. It's a great promotional device. So we sort of recognize the yin and yang of the championship game. We would have never expanded for a championship game, although some of our coaches have recognized in the last few years they'd like to be playing deeper into December. But if you want to arrange that, that's arrangeable, that you don't need a championship game to do that. And so, you know, I've always known about Nebraska. I'm not from the Midwest, but, you know, I remember the the 1970, 71 teams, the Johnny Rogers, the great players, the Tommy Frazier's. I think it was in 1994, wasn't it, Coach, when you guys won the national championship? Was it 94? When Coach Paterno also ran the table, we were complaining over in Chicago when they went 12-0 and you went 12-0 and you won the national championship. So we've been knowing about Nebraska football and know that you've had some great success in other sports and baseball and volleyball and wrestling, and so we're very familiar with your programs.
Of course, some will blame Nebraska for breaking up the Big 12 Conference. Mm-hmm. Is that fair?
You know, I think that Harvey set out the chronology pretty clearly this morning, and it's one that I tend to subscribe to. It makes a lot of sense to me. I think you can have a conference with 10 members. You can have a conference with 11 members. We've had a conference with 10 and with 11. It's eminently doable. And there's not a single departure in the Big Ten that would change the Big Ten. We would be the Big 11 or the 9 or whatever we would be. When University of Chicago left the Big Ten in the 40s, we were the Big 9 until Michigan State came in, then they were the Big Ten. And so I don't buy that any one institution is responsible for anything of that dimension. I know that that's a good storyline, it's a good narrative, but there are a lot of different ways to describe what is happening there.
Commissioner, yeah. Any other conferences go to 16 teams
in
your future? Would that affect your
timeline? No. Okay. All right. Thank you all for being here. Appreciate it.
You've been listening to the University of Nebraska press conference from Athletic Director Tom Osborne and Chancellor Harvey Perlman about Nebraska's move from the Big 12 to the Big 10 conference and all that comes along with it. We will be back on Monday with a special two-hour edition of the Doug and Daddy Show live from Builder's Warehouse to talk about it. Feel free to send us an email over the weekend to the Debt Popper inbox, which is Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com with your thoughts and comments on the move to the Big Ten. Again, that email address, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Kansas City Royals baseball is coming up. Keep it here on ESPN Radio.